This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. Imagine teaching Bible stories to the children of your congregation without any books, pictures, or stories to read to them. Or think about how you would understand Scripture and all of its riches without having Luther's small catechism. For many people around the world, this isn't something just imagined, but it is a reality. From Sudan and Vietnam, Argentina and Siberia, from India to China, far too many people don't have the basic books that are so vital in understanding the Lutheran faith, and oftentimes, if they do have the books, they are not printed in their language. Reverend Dr. Robert Rahn is the founder of an organization set out to change this. It was started 20 years ago in his basement, and it's called the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Reverend Rahn tells how it all got started.
And first effort was to assist in bringing Lutheranism back to Russia when the wall came down. The plan was to provide Lutheran confessional writings where they had been destroyed or where they never existed. And when we started in Russia and in the former communist countries like Latvia and Ukraine.
From there, Lutheran Heritage Foundation, or LHF, has seen tremendous growth and has shared the message of good news with millions.
People heard about us and consequently asked us for help, and that took us into, at this point, 80 countries and 90 languages that we're working in different books and materials.
Dr. Rahn shares the mission of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, which is the key of their success.
Our mission is to translate, to publish, distribute, and introduce Lutheran confessional writings so that the church around the world will grow.
And grow it has, thanks to that mission. LHF has been able to provide a wide range of materials.
Thus far, in our 20-year history, we have published 650 different titles, books, and materials that range everywhere from children's books all the way up through more technical theological works like the Book of Concord. And various books and materials are used in a lot of different circumstances and places where Lutheranism has existed for a while. They may have need of books like you would use in seminary training.
Dr. Rahn has traveled across the globe working with LHF.
I've made numerous trips into various countries where we're doing work, to line up translators, line up the workers, and to get the various projects started and then to keep them going.
And what a rewarding experience to know that what started out as an office in his basement has grown to an organization that allows people around the world to read and learn God's Word.
It's an emotional type thing to be able to distribute these books in many corners of the world where it happens to be the first book they have ever owned that they could call their own.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.